it will be easier, because those are very far away from your I, from your ego. Your ego exists in the head. You cannot start from the head, it will be very difficult. So start from the far away point. The toes are the most far away point from the ego. Start the fire from there. Feel that the toes are burnt, only ashes have remained, and then move slowly, burning everything that comes across. Every part, the legs, the thighs, will disappear. And just go on looking that they have become ashes. The fire is rising upward. And the parts it has passed are no more there. They have become ashes. Go on upward, and at the last disappears the head. Everything has become, the dust has fallen unto dust. Until the body burns to ashes, but not you. You will remain just a watcher on the hill. The body will be there, dead, burnt, ashes, and you will be the watcher. You will be the witness. This witness has no ego. This technique is very good to reach to the egoless state. Why? Because so many things are implied in it. It appears simple, it is not so simple. The inner mechanism is very complex. First thing, your memories are part of the body. Memory is matter. That's why it can be recorded. It is recorded in the brain cells. They are material, part of the body. Your brain cells can be operated, and if certain brain cells are removed, certain memories will disappear from it. Memories are recorded in the brain cells. Memory is matter. It can be destroyed, and now scientists say it can be replanted. It can be transplanted again. Sooner or later we will find ways that when a person like Albert Einstein dies, we should save his brain cells. And those brain cells can be transplanted on a child. And that child will have all the memories of Albert Einstein, without going through all those experiences. It is part of the body. Memory is part of the body. And if the whole body is burned and has become ashes, you will not have any memory. Remember, this is the point to understand. If the memory is still there, then the body remains and you have been playing tricks. If really you go deep in the feeling that the body is dead, burning, and the fire has completely destroyed it, you will not have any memory in that moment. In that moment of watching, there will be no mind. Everything has stopped. No movement of thought. Just watching. Just seeing what has happened. And once you know this, you can remain in this state continuously. Once you have known that you can separate yourself from the body, this technique is just a method to separate yourself from the body. Just to create a gap between you and the body. Just for a few moments, to be out of the body. If you can do this, you can remain in the body then, and you will not be in the body. You can go on living as you were living before, but you will not be the same again. This technique will take at least 3 months. Go on doing it. It is not going to happen in one day. But if you go on doing it every day for 1 hour, within 3 months, someday, suddenly, your imagination will have helped and the gap will be created. And you will actually see the body gone to ashes. Then you can watch. In that watching, you will realize a deep phenomenon, that the ego is a false entity. It was there because you were identified with the body, with the thoughts, with the mind. You are neither the mind nor the body. You are different from all that surrounds you. You are different from your periphery. Apparently, the technique seems simple, but it can bring you a deep mutation. But first, go and meditate on the burning heart, on the burning ground, so you can see how body burns, how body turns to dust again. So you can imagine easily. Then start from the toes and move very slowly. And before doing this technique, pay more attention to exhalation. And right before entering into the technique for 15 minutes, exhale and close the eyes. Allow the body to inhale and open the eyes. For 15 minutes, feel a deep relaxation and then enter into it. Second technique, meditate on the make-believe world as burning to ashes and become being above human. If you can do the first, the second will be very easy. If you can come to imagine that your body is burning, it is not difficult to imagine that the whole world is burning. Because your body is the world. And through your body, you are related to the world. Really, only for your body, you are related to the world. The world is extended body. If you can think and imagine that your body is burning, there is no difficulty to imagine that the whole world. And the sutra says it is a make-believe world. Just because you believe it is there, the whole world is burning. Disappear. But if you feel the first is very difficult, you can even start with the second. The second is very easy if you can do the first. And there is no need really to do the second if you have done the first. With your body, everything disappears automatically. But you can do the second directly also if the first is very difficult. I said, start with the toes, because they are very far away from the head, from the ego. But you even feel like starting from the toes, then move still further away. Start with the world, and then move nearer and nearer towards yourself. Start with the world, and then come nearer. And when the whole world is just burning, it will be easy for you to burn in that whole burning world. The second is, meditate on the make-believe world as burning to ashes and become being above human. If you can see the whole world burning, you have gone above human. You have become superhuman. You have come to know a superhuman consciousness. You can imagine it. But a training of imagination is needed. Our imaginations are not very trained. Very untrained, because there is no schooling for imagination. Intellect is trained. Schools and colleges exist. And a major part of life is spent in training the intellect. Imagination is not trained. And imagination has a very wonderful dimension of its own. Quicken your imagination, if you can train it, you can do wonders through it. Start with a small thing, because it is difficult to jump to bigger things, and you may be a failure. For example, this imagination that the whole world is burning, it cannot go very deep. First, you know it is imagination. And even in imagination, if you think that the flames are everywhere, you will feel the world is not burnt. It is there still, because it is only my imagination. You don't know how imagination can become real. You have to feel it first. Try a simple experiment before you enter into this technique. Just close your both hands, close your eyes, and just imagine that your hands now cannot be opened. They have gone dead, locked. You cannot do anything to open them. In the beginning, you will feel you are just imagining and you can open them. But for 10 minutes, go on thinking that you cannot open. You cannot do anything. Now those hands cannot be opened. And then after 10 minutes, try to open them. Out of 10, 4 persons will immediately succeed. 40% people will immediately succeed. After 10 minutes, they cannot open their hands. The imagination has become real. Howsoever they struggle, and more they struggle to open, the more it will be difficult. You will start perspiring. Your own hands, and you are seeing, and you cannot open them. They are locked. But don't be afraid. Just close your eyes again, and again imagine that now you can open. Only then you will be able to open them. 40% will succeed immediately. Those 40% can go in this technique right. There is no problem for them. For the other remaining 60%, it will be difficult. It will take time. Those who are very sensitive, anything and it will happen. And once they feel that imagination can become real, then they have a feel and they can move. Then you can do many things with your imagination. Already you are doing without knowing it. Already you are doing it, but you are not aware. A certain disease comes to the city, a French flu comes, and you become a victim of it. You can never think that out of 100, 70% cases are just because of your imagination. Because the flu is there, you have started imagining that now you are going to fall a prey to it, and you will fall. Many diseases are just caught through your imagination. Many problems you create because of your imagination. You can solve them also once you know that it is you who are creating them. Train your imagination a little, and then this technique will be very helpful. Third, as subjectively letters turn and words into sentences, and as objectively circles flow into worlds and worlds into principles, find at last these converging in our being. That too is an imaginative technique. The ego is always afraid. Afraid of being vulnerable, open. Afraid something may enter and disguise. So the ego creates a citadel around you. You start living in a walled prison. Nothing should be allowed to enter in you. You are afraid. If something comes in and disturbs, then what to do? So it is better not to allow anything to come in. All communication is stopped. Even with those you love, or you think that you love, there is no communication. Look at a wife and husband talking. They are not talking to each other. There is no communication. They are rather avoiding each other through words. They are talking so that the communication can be avoided. In silence, they will become vulnerable. In silence, they will come closer. Because in silence, the ego, the wall will not be there. So the husband and wife, they will never be silent. They will be talking, something or else. Still, time, and just not to be open to each other. We are so afraid of the other. I have heard about Mulla Nasruddin. One day, as he was just walking out of his house, his wife said, "Nasruddin, have you forgotten what day today is?" Nasruddin knew it, knew about it. It was their 25th wedding anniversary. So he said, "I know it. I know it well." So the wife persisted, "Then how we are going to celebrate it?" So Nasruddin said, "Darling, I don't know." And then he scratched his head, puzzled. And then he said, "How it will be if we keep 2 minutes silent to celebrate?" You cannot remain silent with someone. You begin to feel restlessness. In silence, the other enters you. You are open. Your doors are open. Your windows are open. You are upright. We go on talking. We go on creating devices. How to remain close? The ego is within. It is a prison. And the prison is accepted because we feel so insecure. The prison gives a certain feeling of security. You are protected, guarded. For this technique to do, this third technique, the one thing and the very basic is, know well that life is insecurity. There is no way to make it secure. Whatsoever you do is not going to help. You can create only a fiction of security. Life remains insecure. It is the very nature of it. Because death is involved in it, how life can be secure? And think for a moment. If life is really secure, it will be already dead. A totally, absolutely secure life cannot be alive. Because the very adventure is lost. If you are protected from all dangers, you will be dead. In the very being of life, there is adventure, danger, insecurity. Death is involved. I love you. I have entered a dangerous path. Now nothing can be secure. But now I will try to make everything secure. For tomorrow, I will kill everything that is alive. Because only then, tomorrow also, I can feel secured. Love is transformed into marriage. Marriage is a security. Love is insecure. The next moment, everything can change. And you have invested so much. And the next moment, the beloved leaves you. Or the friend leaves. So you are left in a vacuum. Love is insecure. You cannot fix the future. You cannot predict. So love is killed. And a secure substitute is found, that is marriage. With marriage you can be secure. It is predictable. The wife will be your wife the next day. The husband will be your husband. In the future also. But just because you have secured it, and now there is no danger. It is dead. The relationship is dead now, because only dead is permanent. Alive things are bound to be changing. The change is the very quality of life, and in change is insecurity. Those who want to enter deeper realms of life must be ready to be insecure, must be ready to be in danger, must be ready to move into the unknown, and must not try in any way to fix the future. The very effort will kill everything. And remember this also, that insecurity is not only alive, it is beautiful. Security is dull, ugly. Insecurity is alive and beautiful. You can be secured if you close your doors and windows and everything. Neither light enters, nor air enters. No one enters. You are secure in a way, but you are not living. You have already entered your tomb. This technique is possible if you are vulnerable, open, not afraid. Because this technique is allowing the whole universe to enter in you. Subjectively, letters flow into words and words into sentences. And as objectively, circles flow into worlds and worlds into principles, find at last these converging in our being. Everything converging in my being. I am standing under the open sky, and the whole existence from everywhere, from every nook and corner, converging in me. Your ego cannot exist. In that openness, where the whole existence is converging in you, you cannot exist as an I. You will exist as an open space, but not as a crystallized eye. To do this technique, it starts with a small step. Just sit under a tree, and the breeze is blowing, and the leaves of the tree make a ruffle. The wind touches you. It moves around you. It passes. But don't allow it just to pass. Allow it to move within you and pass through you. Just close your eyes, and as it is passing through the tree and there is the rustling of the leaves, feel you are also like a tree. Open, and the wind is blowing through you, not by the right through you, and the rustling of the tree will enter in you, and you will feel that from every pore of your body the air is passing. It is really passing through you. It is not only imagination, it is a fact you have forgotten. You are not only breathing through the nose. You are breathing through the whole body, from every pore of it, millions of pores. Even if you are allowed to breathe through your nose, and all the pores of your body are closed, painted, you will die within 3 hours. You cannot be alive just by breathing through the nose. Every cell of your body is a living organism, and every cell is breathing. The air is really passing through you, but you have lost the contact. So sit under a tree and feel. In the beginning it will look like imagination, but soon it will turn into a reality. It is a reality that the air is passing through you. Then sit under a rising sun and not only feel that the rays of the sun are touching you, they are entering you and passing through you. So you become vulnerable, you begin to feel open. And this can be done with everything. For example, I am speaking here and you are hearing me. You can hear just through the ear, or you can hear through whole of the body. You can just try it right here, just the change of, you are not hearing my words through the ear only. You are hearing me through whole of your body. And really when you hear, and when really you listen, it is the whole body that listens. It is not only a part. It is not a fragmented energy that listens. It is the whole of you. Whole of your body is involved in listening. Then my words are passing through you. From every cell, from every pore, you are drinking them. They are being absorbed from everywhere. You can do this, just go and sit in a temple. Many worshippers will be coming and going, and the bell of the temple will be hit again and again. Just listen from whole of your body. The bell is ringing and the whole temple is agog. Every wall of it is reflecting. To reflect this, to feel that the sound is converging on you, we created a round shape. So from everywhere, the sound is thrown back and it converges upon you from everywhere, and you can listen it through your whole body. Every pore, every cell, listening, drinking, absorbing it, and it is passing through you. You have become porous. Everywhere the door is open. You are not a barrier now to anything. The air, or the words, or the sound, or the rain, you are not a barrier. You don't resist anything. When you come to feel that now you don't resist, you are not in a struggle. Suddenly you will become aware that the ego is not there, because the ego exists only when you struggle. It is a resistance. Whenever you say no, the ego comes into existence. Whenever you say yes, the ego is not there. So I call a man astic, a real theist, who has said yes to whole existence. There is no in him. No resistance. He accepts everything. He allows everything to happen. Even if death comes, he will not close his door. The doors will remain open. This openness has to be brought. Only then you can do this technique. Because this technique is saying the whole existence is falling, converging on you. No resistance, welcoming, allowing it to convert. You will simply disappear. You will become a space, infinite space, because this infinite universe cannot converge on such a narrow atomic thing like the ego. It can converge only when you have become infinite like it. When you have become yourself an infinite space. But this happens. It's slowly you have to become more and more sensitive. And you have to become aware of your resistances. We are very much resistant. If I touch you, you can feel that you are resisting the touch. You are creating a barrier, so my warmth should not enter you. My touch should not enter you. We don't allow each other to touch. If someone touches you, you simply become alert. And the other says, excuse me. There is resistance everywhere. If I look at you, you resist. Because the look can enter in you. It can penetrate deep. It can steal you. And then what you will do? And this is not only with a stranger. There is no need even with a stranger. Because no one is a stranger. Or everyone is a stranger. Just by living under one roof, how the strangers can be destroyed? Do you know your father who has given you birth? He is a stranger. Do you know your mother? She remains a stranger. So either everyone is a stranger or no one is a stranger. But we are afraid. And creating barriers everywhere. These barriers make us insensitive. Then nothing can enter into us. People come to me and they say, no one loves. No one loves me. And I touch that man and I feel he is afraid even of touch. There is a subtle withdrawal. I take his hand in my hand and he has withdrawn. He is not there in the hand. Only a dead thing is in my hand. He is withdrawn. And he says, no one loves me. How anyone can love you? And even if the whole world loves, you will not feel it because you are closed. Love cannot enter you. There is no gate. No door. And you are suffering in your own prison. If the ego is there, you are closed. For love, for meditation, for God. So first try to be more sensitive, more vulnerable, open. Allowing things to happen to you. Only then the divine can happen. Because that is the last happening. If you cannot allow ordinary things to happen to you, how can you allow the ultimate? Because when the ultimate happens to you, you will be no more. You will be simply no more. Kabir has said that when I was seeking you, you were not there. And now when you are there, where is that seeker Kabir? He is no more. So what type of meeting is this? Kabir wonders, what type of meeting is this? When I was there, the divine was not. Now the divine is there, but I am not. So what type of meeting is this? But really, this is the only meeting. Because two cannot meet. Ordinarily we think two are needed to meet. How the meeting will be there if there is only one? So the ordinary logic says for a meeting at least two are needed, the other is needed. but for a real meeting, for a meeting which we call love, for a meeting which we call prayer, for a meeting which we call samadhi, ecstasy. One is needed. When the seeker is there, the thought is now. And when the thought has come, the seeker has disappeared. Why this is so? Because the ego is the barrier. When you feel you are so much, nothing can enter in you. You are filled by your own self. When you are not, then everything can pass through you. You have become so vast that even the divine can pass through you. The whole existence is now ready to pass through you because you are ready. So the whole art of religion is how not to be, how to dissolve, how to surrender, how to become an open space. Enough for today.